Blog Talk Radio.
Souls, and welcome to the Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Hour. I'm your host, Catherine Hahn. And for those who are in the States, happy St. Patrick's Day. So, you know, if you have been out and about today wearing green, we're going to kind of touch up on some colors, like the color green today. So, for those who are new to me, I am Catherine Hahn, and I'm an angelic healer as well as a spiritual teacher and coach and an angelic channel. So welcome, and I hope that everyone is having a wonderful week, had a wonderful weekend, and just enjoying this week of, especially after coming out from last week's energy of rejuvenation and relaxing, and I'm really listening to your intuition when it comes to just refilling yourselves energetically, and to really tune in and do those things that really fill you and raise your vibrations. So, you know, after a week of that, we are speeding up with the energy from here on out. And so, you know, if you have been really tuning in at the beginning of this week and have just felt a lot of different energies, there are several different energies coming in this week. So I want to encourage you to go to my Facebook page, going to facebook.com/angelichealerandteachercast. That's C-A-T-H. And if you go there, you'll see the energy of this week. Also, on Monday was my birthday, March 15th, and so I do have a post on that posting. I do have an offering that I'm doing. So, you know, as a gift to you on my birthday, all throughout this week is to offer you a balancing, a chakra balance in alignment. And so it's funny that we are going to be talking about the chakras today. But if you are in need of a chakra balance, and we're going to be doing one today as well, for those who are listening and for those who will be listening. So, you know, the meditation today will be a balance that we'll be doing that you can also do, you know, throughout the week or the weeks to come, whenever it is that you feel you need to. So this week we do have Archangel Raphael. We have Archangel Uriel, Archangel Sandalphon, as well as Archangel Shamuel stepping forward for us. And we, towards the end of this week, we do have a couple other archangels stepping forward. We have Archangel Gabriel, as well as Archangel Jophiel, stepping forward for us towards the end of this week as well. So we'll talk a little bit more about that a little bit later, but why don't we start with that meditation? So if you are able to, you know, it's always a great time to just, you know, relax, especially towards the end of the day. And so I'm going to help all of us do that before I, you know, go ahead and talk about the chakras as well as take your calls. So if you are able to, I encourage you to sit comfortably, you know, wherever that may be in your home, or if you're at the office, or wherever it is that you are. Not so much, you know, if you're driving, but, you know, if you are, you know, able to sit comfortably, I then encourage you to close your eyes And we're going to take a few deep breaths. So in through your nose and out through your mouth. And we're going to continuously breathe that way to really release a lot of the old energy and really bring in that new energy that's really ramping up for this year. After we've done a lot of relaxing, rejuvenating, this is time, especially, you know, if this week has already been taxing on you, if it has been chaotic or it has just been very busy for you. We're just going to take this time to take a few deep breaths. And we're going to invite our angels and guides. And if it helps you, to put your hands on your heart so that you can be in your heart space. And then to create an atmosphere that is calming for you, whether it be placing plants and trees in your heart space and any other elements of nature that will help you to really focus, to really be able to let go and feel at peace and that quiet within yourself. And as we do that, to keep breathing into your nose, out through your mouth. And as you create that atmosphere, we're going to place a door in our heart space, which will be an invitation for your angels and guides, as well as the archangels to step forward for us. And so today we have Archangel Raphael, we have Archangel Michael, we have Archangel Uriel, we have Archangel Sandalphon, Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Zachiel, Archangel Shamuel, and Archangel Jophiel. They're all going to be in our heart space to really send us that energy of love and of that light that is within us, but also the powerful energies that the archangels bring. So as they send us this energy to really feel into the different colors, if you're able to see, to feel into the energy that they bring as it swirls around you. And as this energy swirls around your energy, it's going to help to expand each of your chakras. So from your root chakra to your sacral chakra, to your solar plexus, to your heart chakra, and then to your throat chakra, and your third eye, and your crown chakra. As this energy comes up, it's going to help expand your chakras. And as your chakras expand, it's going to fill your body, but also the space that you are in. So just kind of notice what it is that comes up for you when it comes to your chakras, whether it be the different colors that the chakras bring, or if you notice archangels, or just even just a light. Any light or any messages that comes through. So let's keep breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. And as your chakras expand, as it fills the space that you're in, the archangels are going to help ground your energy so that as we are feeling into the energy and feeling into the messages that they bring, that we are grounded and that we're able to really understand who it is that we are and what it is that we're meant to do. So from your root chakra, there's going to be this bright column of light that goes all the way down to the center of the earth. And from the center of the earth, there's going to be this white, bright white light of energy that comes back up through your feet and all filling your body all the way up to your crown chakra. And this light is just going to keep going up into the heaven. And it's going to connect us with that divine energy as well as the energy of the earth. For we are all one. As we, you know, really get ready to hear the topic today of the chakras, as we learn, as we grow, as we expand. So keep taking those few deep breaths into your nose, out through your mouth. And as our chakra energy is filling the space, filling your space that you're in, the archangels are going to help draw out all of the old energy, help draw it out into the energy that they bring, that they send to us. And as it goes up to this cloud of energy above us, it's going to then transform, transmute into this divine love and light energy that's going to come down, the sparkling energy that comes down, this new energy that comes down and fills the space where the old energy was. And it's going to then be integrated so that we can really understand what it is that the divine wants us to know, wants to remind us of, on who it is that we truly are and what it is that we're meant to do. And to help remind us that we are healers and teachers in this world. So now we're going to have Archangel Michael step forward, and he's going to help contract all of our chakra energy back into our bodies to realign in the center of our body. Now he's going to wrap his cloak of this amazing blue energy around us, and this is going to help us to really bring back our own energy to us and to be able to be protected and shielded from other energies that are not yours, other energies that may be draining you, other energies that are keeping you from really being able to focus on who it is that you truly are. So he's wrapping us, you know, from head to toe in this cloak that he has. Now you can bring back awareness back into your body. And you can open up your eyes. So welcome back. So that is just a little bit of, you know, that meditation to really help us to focus, to really help us to really understand that There is so much more to us, and there's so much that the divine is bringing to us when it comes to helping us to understand more of who it is that we truly are. So, you can go back and do this meditation over again if you are needing to, if you are feeling overwhelmed, if you are feeling just low energy, low vibration, if you are just needing a refresher, just feeling, needing to feel centered, you can go back to that meditation, as well as any other meditations that really speak to you from the other shows that I've done as well. All right. So before I take any callers today, I'm actually going to be talking about the chakras. And so this month, we have been focusing on back to basics. That's been the series, because what I have been shown over and over again is that especially this month, we're seeing a lot of people awakening. We're seeing a lot of spiritual awakening, especially after what we've gone through last year and the beginning of this year. And so this is a time where so many people are understanding more and more of who it is that they are and what it is that they're meant to do. And so if you are listening and you are new to, and you're awakening, just awakening, if you're just starting on this journey, first, welcome. And, it's not easy. First, I want to say it's not easy. And because at first, it may seem like everything's great, and then we go into it, and you start to feel overwhelmed. And so then, that's when you start to seek out different people, different platforms, mediums, to be able to understand what it is that's happening. And so this is why I'm, doing this series this month, and why I've been really called to really talk about spiritual awakening and the chakras and our psychic senses, which we'll be talking about next week. And so, and also, I've actually just changed my time as well, and that all has to do with this awakening that is happening around this world. And this is not just, this series is not just for those who are just awakening, but also we have to remember that we are all teachers and healers. And so if you've been on this journey for a while and you know that you're meant to teach and you're meant to heal, this is also the series for you as well, to really help you to remember, be a reminder of the basics, so that you can go there and teach those who you're meant to teach, and heal those that you are meant to heal. Because you are part of, as a teacher and a healer, to help people awaken, to help people to really see who it is that they truly are, using your gifts, using your abilities, using your passions and your desires. And so this is for everyone. The series is for everyone. So today we're going to be talking about the chakras. And for those who have been listening to me for a while, if you're out there, you might have heard me talk about the chakras before. And actually, one of the first things that I talked about when I started on Psych Talk is the chakras. But we have to remember that we, even as healers and teachers, we're always learning and we're always growing. And so, I was, told by the archangels that I needed to talk about this. And at first I was like, okay, I already talked about this before, and actually more than once. But they have been reminding me that, this is an important time for a lot of people who are awakening, and even though I've talked about it before, there's always going to be other things that come up that I need to share, and that come up that are, you know, people are going to, you know, even though you may have heard it from me before, you're always going to be hearing something new, picking up something new. And also, I will be sharing some things that are new as well, because I've been doing that growth along with all of you. So, you know, if you are tuning in and, you know, you have some questions about the chakras, or if you have any questions about your journey that you're starting, or if you have been, you know, on this journey for a while and you are, you know, more on that path of teaching and healing and you have questions, or you're not quite sure of what it is that you need to do in order to be that teacher and healer, please be sure to give me a call at 714-816-4628. I am here all hour for you, for, you know, your calls as well. So if you, you know, need some guidance, or if you would, you know, you have questions, or if it is that you want to share what it is that you've been learning, what it is that you've been doing to help others, I would love to hear from you. So that number again is 714-816-4628. Don't forget to press 1 on that keypad so you can be live on air with me. All right. So when it comes to the chakras, and I mentioned St. Patty's Day today. You know, today in the States, it's St. Patrick's Day. And many people, you know, for St. Patrick's Day, wear green. You know, I was at work this morning, and a lot of people came in wearing green. And now, for those who know, you know, Archangel Raphael is the healer, our body healer, as well as when it comes to healing, when it comes to fears and limiting beliefs, he is associated with the color green. And so a lot of people, if you were, you know, if you're listening and you were wearing green, you know, you were wearing that color of healing. And also, you know, that color and the Archangel Raphael has to do with your heart chakra as well. Now, the heart chakra has two sides. When it comes to needing balance and alignment, that has to do with the front side, which is the receiving side, or the giving side, and the back side, which is the receiving side. So, you know, if you have been on this journey for a while, you may know that the heart chakra has a green energy as well as a pink energy. So, you know, pink you may associate with rose quartz, which is a love crystal. And Archangel Shamuel is the archangel that is associated with also the heart chakra as well. You know, when it comes to unconditional love, when it comes to that love of, you know, that self-love and self-care, that all has to do with Archangel Shamuel and that that pink energy of the heart. And so, you know, we were talking about St. Patty's Day and the green that everyone was wearing. So, you know, whenever we are drawn to certain colors to wear or to eat, you know, that is also, you know, a sign for us that, you know, there needs some healing that needs to be done, that we are needing to heal, or we are needing to do some work on ourselves. And so you may be drawn to certain colors when it comes to that. So, you know, today I was when I saw all these people coming in with wearing green, I was like, okay, a lot of people will be doing some healing today. But I know that also because it is St. Patty's Day that, you know, a lot of people like to wear green. But and we're going to circle back around to the chakras, but, you know, when it comes to the healing, you know, we associate that with green, you know, with the heart chakra, as well as pink. So we have Archangel Shamuel and Archangel Raphael to help you when it comes to love, when it comes to the matters of the heart, when it comes to releasing and balancing our heart chakras. So if you at any point are really, you know, you kind of think of Archangel Raphael, or you kind of, it just comes to you to wear green, or you're drawn to that color for some reason, you need to know that, you know, that is your way, your body's way, the divine's way of really showing you that there does need to be some work done in that area. So we start with the heart chakra today, but we'll be kind of bouncing around a little bit. So let's go now to our root chakra. So our root chakra, most times it's going to be this red energy that is associated with the root chakra. And when it comes to the root chakra, it has to do with security, it has to do with safety. And so if you aren't feeling secure in yourself, if you are not feeling safe, your root chakra is going to be affected. And so we have, and I wanted to go towards the root chakra at this point, because we have Archangel Sandalphon stepping forward for us this week. And it does have to do with our power. It does have to do with security. And so a lot of times we may associate Archangel Sandalphon with also Archangel Uriel, because they both come together when it comes to our power. Archangel Uriel is the archangel when it comes to our solar plexus, so the yellow energy that with a solar plexus chakra that we have. But going back to the root, Archangel Sandalphon is the archangel that really is associated with the root chakra. And he comes in, you know, this week, especially after doing our healing, after doing the relaxing last week, to really help us to move forward and to help us to see that when we are secure in ourselves, when we understand who it is that we are able to stand firm. And so, you know, you may hear that word stand firm. It really does have to do with that root chakra, because our root chakra goes from like our waist down, so more like towards the tailbone, all the way down even to your feet, so your legs and feet. So if you are, you're feeling any pains in your legs, if you have been having some issues there in that area, it is because of a balance that needs to be done when it comes to the root chakra. So if you are feeling unstable, if you have been feeling shaky, if your body has been affected from the waist down, to know that it does, there is a block, or there needs to be a balance when it comes to the root chakra. So if you have been feeling that, what you can do is, you know, just like the heart chakra with the green and the pink, you know, because the root chakra, you know, has to do with red. Also, you know, you can wear something wear red that, you know, indicates power, that indicates that security. So, you know, if you are, you know, feeling that draw to wear red, you know, to, you know, really look into that. Also, wearing red will help you to, you know, feel you know, a little bit powerful. You know, if you think about, you know, women wearing red dresses, you know, you see that power, that confidence in someone who's wearing that color. Or you hear about those, you know, people wearing power ties and, you know, things like that. You're wearing red, or also, you know, having to do with the root chakra, you can think of root vegetables as well. So if you think about beets, it's a root vegetable, it's red, and so beets are actually a great food to eat to help when it comes to your chakra. Now, you know, before I go on, you know, I'm talking about different foods and different clothes, you know, colors and clothes that you can wear to help your chakras. But I want to be sure to share with you in that, you know, these tips are, they help you when it comes to raising your vibrations, to help balance and to help align your chakras. But to know that, you know, I've had clients who said, okay, I've eaten these foods, I've, you know, dressed in these colors, and they helped for a little bit, but it didn't help for long. So what it is that I tell them is that, yes, you know, they're there as tools to help you when it comes to balancing and when it comes to aligning. But if there's a deeper, you know, issue, if there are limiting beliefs that are even deeper, it's really important to do some journaling and to really dig into that. Now, you know, wearing the clothes, eating the food, yes, they help for a little bit, but they also, what they can do is draw out what it is that you need to work on, what, and bring it into your mind to really bring it out to the surface on what it is that you need to work on. You know, if you are feeling the need to eat beets or wear red, or what is coming through out through your mind, what is it that, you know, coming through for you within your heart that you really feel needs to be worked on, and then to really look into it. It's really then important to dig into that and to journal it out, to do that healing work so that you can really heal from it and let that go. So, you know, these tips and strategies, they do help to a certain extent, but it is important then to really dig into what it is that you really need to see about, you know, why it is that you're needing to wear red or any of the other colors from the chakras. So, you know, just wanting to, you know, bring that up before we go any further when it comes to the chakras. We have the sacral chakra. So the sacral chakra, you know, you may associate with orange. A lot of times it is orange. There may be a mix of colors. And with all of the chakras, there are going to be gradients of the different colors. So, you know, just so that you're aware, if you have been, you know, doing healings for other people, if you have been working on your own chakras and you see, you know, slightly different colors, to know that, yes, there are different colors that you may be able to see. So just wanted to bring that up as well. But we are going into the sacral chakra, the color orange. And the sacral chakra has to do with emotions. It has to do with how it is that you're feeling, how it is others are feeling. Are you keeping in your emotions? Are you over sharing your emotions? And yes, you can overshare different things, and you can chakras can be overblown as well. You know, so, you know, when it comes to root chakra, if, you know, if you're being overconfidence, or, you know, that can also happen. So then it would need to be balanced. It would need to be realigned so that you can have that balance of that feminine as well as the masculine. And we all need that balance. So when it comes to emotions, are you everything in? When it is important for you to share and express who it is that you are, and what it is that you're going through and what it is that you're feeling. So is that something that you need to do? Do you need to share your emotions? Or because, you know, keeping it bottled in is not healthy either. Although, and many times, especially when it comes to healers, we think that we need to keep everything in so that we're not a burden to other people. Or, you know, we're because we're healers, so we need to, pay attention to everyone else's emotions and forget about ours. That's not the case. And so, you know, having to balance that and realign that. So that has to do with the sacral chakra. And then we have the solar plexus next, going up. And that comes, when it comes to the sacral chakra, we have actually several different archangels that has to do with that chakra. And so you may have heard me mention Archangel Raphael. Archangel Raphael has to do with joy, has to do with emotions as well. So you can call on her. Also, Archangel Ariel, who is also a great manifestation archangel. And when it comes to setting intentions, you know, calling on Archangel Ariel, she also has to do with that sacral chakra as well. So now we move on to the solar plexus. So solar plexus with the yellow energy has to, and Archangel Uriel steps forward for this solar, for this chakra. And so it has to do with identity and our power and bring that power back. And a lot of times as well, you know, if you've heard that term, you know, cutting cords, if you've heard that term where, you know, you are connected to someone else and you're giving your power away, that has to do with the solar plexus. And so, you know, if you are needing to cut cords, that also has to do with having to balance and align your chakras so that, you know, when you cut the cords of other people who are attached, you then are then able to bring that power back to you. So that has to do with the solar plexus. And then when it comes to our heart, we talked about Archangel Raphael as well as Archangel Samuel stepping forward for the giving part with Archangel Raphael and the green energy, and the receiving end with Archangel Samuel and the pink energy. So you're balancing that and aligning that chakra as well. And then we have the throat chakra. So the throat chakra is a light blue energy that comes in. Some people do see, a little bit of purple. It's kind of mixed in there as well. And Archangel Gabriel, the Archangel of Expression, our messenger Archangel, you know, who gave the messages to, like, if you are someone who reads the Bible, you know, Archangel Gabriel showed up for that, for several different messages to send to different people, has to do with the throat chakra. And so it has to do with expression. Are you expressing yourself? And not only just through your voice. So expressing yourself, and, you know, there's also a reason why a lot of people will share with you that the throat chakra has many different avenues that it goes through, because it goes to each of the different chakras. So it can connect to each of your chakras, because, you know, with being confident and, you know, being secure, you're able to express that in some way. Same with all of your other chakras. You're able to express yourself, you know, identity, you know, really showing who it is that you truly are. You're able to express that, whether it's through voice, whether it is through writing, you know, any of your gifts that you're able to express with. So, you know, even though it's called your throat chakra, it does have to do with your throat, as well as talking, you're in other ways, you're able to express who it is that you are, you know, using all the different chakras. And so, you know, Archangel Gabriel comes in, you know, especially a lot of times when I'm working with clients, especially when it comes to writers, you know, and when I work with them, Archangel Gabriel steps forward as well, so that it can help them to express themselves in writing. And so if you have been listening and to the show, or, you know, will be listening, and Archangel Gabriel steps forward, a lot of times it has to do with expression of some kind. So, you know, whether it's writing, whether it's expressing yourself through a voice, it could be through dance, you know, any way that you are needing to really express who it is that you are, and sharing who it is and what your truth is. And so Archangel Gabriel comes in for the throat chakra, and then we have the third eye. So third eye, we have Archangel Raziel, who is the Archangel of Wisdom, Archangel of Knowledge. And a lot of times when it comes to, if you are receiving downloads, if you are receiving, you know, having to go on a journey, Archangel Raziel is there. I know whenever I work with clients, you know, he steps forward when it comes to doing journeys together, and for myself as well. So Archangel Raziel and the third eye, it can be a purple energy that you may be able to see, or a rainbow energy. And so I know that, you know, when I've done meditations, I've mentioned rainbow energy, that's source energy. And yes, source energy brings in this rainbow energy. But a lot of times when a rainbow energy comes in, it can also be Archangel Raziel stepping forward for us to remind us of who it is that we are, and to, you know, help us when it comes to being able to see, and so, you know, you see those, you're able to see all the different colors because he helps you to see, you know, with your third eye and your mind's eye. And so you can think of it that way when it comes to Archangel Raziel. And so he comes in and helps you with your third eye to be able to see, sense, you know, any of those different psychic senses, is him helping you to work through that, as well as to help you with your inner wisdom. So, you know, help you to not only see, but feel, you know, all of that is part of your wisdom. Also, you know, when you are able to, you know, really, you know, do those things that you long to do, you know, that's all part of your wisdom. That's that inner wisdom that comes through. And so he works with the third eye. He works with you when it comes to understanding who it is that you truly are and what it is that you're meant to teach others, as well as how it is that you're meant to heal. So you can always call on Archangel Raziel, and then he would help you to balance your third eye chakra, to help open up your third eye. And then we have your crown chakra. And the crown chakra usually comes in as a white energy. And white, you may see some gray, may see some sparkling, something sparkling, like glitter. If you notice those things, that's your crown chakra. And Archangel Metatron is there for that chakra. You know, when it comes to our chakras, we can see different things, especially if you are a healer and working with other people's chakras. You may see different things. So for my clients, whenever I do chakras for my clients, you know, I see different things, whether it's, you know, lemons or different kinds of fruits and vegetables, or when it comes to phoenixes or dragons, which I've seen, or, you know, any other things that really show up for each of the chakras for each client, to know that, you know, it is coming in for you. It is something that is actually happening. And so to really listen to that and pay attention to what it is that you need to see. And then also, you know, when it comes to working with archangels and balancing chakras, it's amazing how much information that you can really receive. So I want to encourage you, if you are, you know, and if you're starting off with trying to balance your own chakra, you know, to really, you know, first, you know, tune in, you know, do like a meditation to really tune in. And then to focus on each of your chakras one at a time. And so, you know, focusing on your chakra and then really paying attention to what comes in quickly first, you know, especially if you're new to this and trying to balance your own and realign your own. It's important for you to really listen to your intuition on what comes in right away. So what is it that you're being told? Like, what does your mind come up with? It feels like it's something that's, you know, just comes up and without you really thinking about it. And so what comes up? And some things may sound silly. You know, when I first started working with clients, there was one time where I saw a phoenix. And it was the first thing that really, like, popped into my head, but also something I saw. And at first, I was like, okay, is that something that I really saw? Is that something that really, you know, came into what it is that I needed to see? And yes, I did have those doubts, you know, when I first started. But as I, you know, continue to work with different people, as I continue to work with the archangels, they were able to share with me what it is that meant for that person. And then to also get that validation when I spoke with the clients. So it's really important for you to, you know, really tune in. And then, you know, as you're going through each of your chakras, what comes into mind? What comes into your heart? And what is it that you see initially? And that is going to be what's important for you to pay attention to as you are working on your chakras. And so if you're listening in and would like to share what it is that has been coming in for you, I'd love for you to share that. That number again is 714-816-4628. Don't forget to press 1 on that keypad. And, you know, before I, you know, I'm going to go ahead and take a few calls. You know, I'd love to hear what it is that you have been noticing and seeing as you have been working on yourself and your chakras and who it is that you are. All right. So let's take our first caller. We have, hello, caller. What is your name or where are you calling from?
Hello, good afternoon.
Hello.
Melissa.
Hello.
Hi, Melissa. How are you today?
Fine, thank you. Thank you so much for taking my call. And okay, so let me ask you, with chakras, sometimes I get like a lot of energy. Like I lifted like close to 1,000 pounds in a day. I would going up a hill, and all I did was perhaps drink 2 sodas and a lot of water. That's all I did. So did that mean like the chakras were fully loaded of energy?
So you were taking a walk, right?
No. My question is like, how does for me, I sometimes get a lot of energy where something is so heavy and I end up moving it like myself, but I do it with safety. And sometimes some things require 4 to 6 people, and I can move it myself, and I'm a female, and I just drink water or maybe 1 soda. But I just like to know, is that part of my chakras, my energy chakras, or is it? What does that mean? Does that mean that my health is good? It gotta be good.
So moving, what exactly are you talking about?
Like sometimes I just get like, sometimes there's furniture or heavy items that requires 4 to 6 people, and I just look at it, how is it gonna be moved, and I end up moving it myself. And I'm blessed.
Yes, you know, that does have to do with, I mean, it does help that, you know, you are listening to your body and paying attention to what it is that you need to do in order to feed it so that you can do it. But a lot of that actually has to do with what I see as Archangelarial territory for you, what's your solar plexus. So you are starting to be able to, you know, let go a lot of fear. And so in that sense, it is helping you with your core. It's helping you to be able to do things that you haven't been able to do before. And so because you are letting go of a lot of the fears and, you know, taking more risks, so that does correlate with, you know, being able to use your strength. You know, we have to remember that our strength, you know, we may not notice that it really comes from the core, from, you know, your stomach. And that's why a lot of times when people work out, they really focus on the core, because that you have to have a strong core in order to be able to do a lot of different things, you know, be able to walk well, being able to lift things, you know, all those different things. And so what you're seeing is that, yeah, you're letting go a lot of fears. You're stepping out of your comfort zone, doing those things that you never thought you could really do. And because you're doing that, it does match what it is that's going on, and it's manifesting into your physical body. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And, so, yeah, you know, keep working on yourself on that. Okay?
I have a good little quick question, please. So I saw today the man that I had a lot of disharmony, discord, and a lot of negative. And I saw him today in a grocery store. And this month it's been twice I've seen him. And I haven't seen him for almost 2 years now. And what is the sign? What does this mean?
I have Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you and Archangel Shamuel. And what they're sharing with me is that it's important for you to really listen to your intuition. That's not something I can tell you, but to know that you need to trust in yourself. So what is it that has been coming up for you whenever you've seen this person?
He has my pets, and I do need to talk to him. And I just felt that moment it was not meant for today. I think there is another. There's going to be other moments I'm going to see him. But what the strange mm-hmm. is that he doesn't live in this part of area where I'm at. I am about three, almost four towns away from where I used to live. And I heard him ask somebody I was about 12 feet away. He mentioned my name. And it was, and I'm thinking, okay, he's looking for me. Can you please ask the archangels, what is he going to return my animals already in peace?
You need to listen to your intuition, okay? That's one of the things that they're really showing me, is that it's really important for you to listen to yourself. Because when you are able to practice this, your intuition and listening to yourself, that's going to grow. It's going to help you to be able to listen even more and more as you keep going. So when you listen to your intuition, you're going to find out that you're right. You're going to find out that you've always need to listen to yourself. Okay? And so it's going to help really strengthen that foundation of really loving yourself, but also to really trust in who it is that you are. So listen to your intuition, whatever it is that's coming in initially, you know, before the doubts come in. What is it the divine is showing you, and what is it that they're telling you? It's important for you to listen to yourself, okay?
Okay. That's beautiful.
So, yep, it's, you know, they're always reminding you that, you know, you are so much more powerful than you think. And so, you know, all those limiting beliefs that have come in before, you know, you've been doing a lot of work. So now it's important for you to practice that intuition, practice what it is that they're showing you. And there's a lot they're showing you. You know, the whole thing about your strength, they're showing you that you have that power. You have the strength to do it. It's just you have to practice it, okay? So, you know, it's great that you're seeking out, you know, different things. But now it's time for you to really, you know, take those lessons and apply it to your life, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. That is proof right there of my strength. And that is confirmation that I needed. I'm glad, I'm happy to talk to you, and thank you, Light, Love. Thank you.
You are very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week.
Yes, I'm going to listen. Thank you, hon.
Okay, bye-bye. All right. So, you know, we are, you know, at the top of the hour. And, you know, before I go, before I end the show today, I want to remind everyone that we all have the ability to work on our chakras. We all have the ability to be able to, you know, balance ourselves and to realign our energies. One thing that I was shown this week was that a lot of times we have other energies, other people's energies, you know, get in the way. But it's important that we really be able to focus on who it is that we are, what it is that we're meant to do. And that's why we set intentions with the new moon every month. We've set those intentions so that we can really focus on what it is that we're meant to do and what it is that we want to achieve. But when we let other energies, other people's energies get in the way, we lose focus on what it is that we're meant to do. And that's also how we start to be misaligned. And so it's important for us to be centered. It's important for us to ground ourselves. our energy and to do some meditating and journaling so that we can focus back on who it is that we are, what it is that we're meant to do. That doesn't mean that we don't help others. That doesn't mean that we don't continue to teach and heal others. But it's important, and it starts with us. It's important for us to first focus on us, what it is that we need to do in order to heal and to grow. And then take those experiences, take those lessons, and teach others that we are meant to teach. And all those people that we are meant to teach will be sent to you. They're going to be provided for you. It's just first you need to focus on you. If you don't have that strong foundation of yourself and what it is that you need to do, then it's hard for us to teach others and heal others. And so it's important for us to really do that work on ourselves first so that we can teach others, so that we can help others through our passions, through those desires that we have, through the works that we're meant to do, you know, whether it is through our careers, through our jobs, just who it is that we are, through the different works that we do and the different relationships that we have. It all starts from us. So we need to be balanced first. We need to be aligned first in order to be able to help other people. And another thing that I wanted to mention is that sometimes, especially when you are a healer and teacher, a lot of times you are drawn to other people, or other people are drawn to your energy. So, you know, you may be, you know, going about your day, and all of a sudden you think of someone, or all of a sudden, you know, someone comes into your mind, or, you know, you may be triggered by someone, and that someone just stays in your mind all day long. And that's, when that happens, know that their energy is, you're in their energy, and they're in your energy when that happens. And so in order to really be balanced and to really be aligned, it's important for you to figure out, is it that someone is needing something? And especially if you're a healer and you know you're a healer and that happens, I know that it happens to me a lot. What is it that they need? You need to really then tune in and see what it is that they need. Or, you know, if someone is triggering you, is it your trigger or is it something that they need to learn on their own? And so being able to differentiate between that, especially as a healer, if you've been healing for a while or if you're just starting the process of healing others, what is it that you need to do? Is it your trigger or is it someone else's? And usually it's going to be your own trigger. Now, if you've been doing balancing for other people, chakra balances, healing guidance sessions, maybe there are triggers that you're seeing that the lessons that they need to learn. But, you know, especially if you're just starting out on your journey, if you're being triggered by someone, it's because of limiting beliefs and things that you need to heal within your own life that is triggering you. So what is that that you need to work on? What is it that you need to heal? And then you also have those times when all they're thinking about you. And so, you know, it may be a little bit of a blip where you kind of think of someone that comes to mind. It's because of the energy that they're sending. We have to remember that we're all one, you know, one with the earth, one with everything, everyone and everything around us. And so if your thoughts go to someone, it could be that they may be thinking about you, or you know, you're thinking about them, and then they're going to also have that energy and understanding, especially if they're awakened, that you know, someone's either thinking about them or that you know, those things do happen. And so then if you are trying to balance your energy, if you're trying to align your energy, it's going to be important for you to separate those ties, especially, if it's a trigger of someone else's, to be able to separate that and really focus on you. And so that meditating and journaling is so helpful for releasing and letting go and to even cutting cords, so that you are not attached to other people's energy. So, if you are listening and if you need a little bit of help with that, whether it's cutting cords, whether it is, being able to learn how to balance yourself, I want you to reach out to me. I am at the end of the show, but if you go to my Facebook page, you can always message me there, if you are needing some help when it comes to working on your chakras, when it comes to working on other people's chakras, if that's something that you feel drawn to do, and you're not quite sure what it is that you're seeing or what it is that you're feeling into other people's energy as you're working on them, that's something that, I can help you with as well, getting that confirmation if needed. So you can go to facebook.com/angelic healer and teacher Cass. That's C-A-T-H, just the first part of my name. You can message me there, asking if you can receive any confirmation. Or, I have that post from Monday of the energy of the week. If you would like to receive a chakra balance alignment, be sure to respond to the comments in that post. So it would be for March 15th. And I will then go back and do that chakra balance for you if you are really needing that. Or I did have that meditation at the beginning of this hour to help, or last hour, to help you with that chakra balancing for yourself. So I want to thank everyone for joining me. I will probably be talking a little bit more about chakras next week, but next week's topic is on psychic senses. So be sure to tune in next week if you'd like to learn more about just how it is that you feel, all the clairs we're going to be talking about and what that means, as well as what it is, if you are not quite sure what your main, sense is, that's something that I can help you to really be able to see. So I want to thank everyone for joining me today. For those who will be listening later on, you can always go to my Facebook page. I am doing that special chakra cleanse, balance, alignment this week as a gift to you for it being my birthday on Monday, but it's a gift for everyone. So, if you are feeling called to share that with anyone, please feel free to do that as well. But sending you all lots of love and light. I'm always sending you all lots of love and light, but, I want to know that you are so important and that you have a purpose and you have these amazing gifts, each and every one of you, and the passions that you have and those desires. It's important for you to step into because we are all one, and it's important for you to, be that part that you're meant to play so that you can really help those who need to be awakened, so that you can help those who need to see who it is that they truly are, so that they then can see them, see who it is that they are when it comes to being that divine love and light being, and so that they can also keep doing those things that they're meant to do. So you are very important. It's important for you to really step into it as that you are, to really do those things that you truly long to do. So Once again, sending you all lots of love and light. I will be back next week as we talk about psychic senses and kind of wrap up this month. And I will talk to you all very, very soon. So bye-bye for now.